We got B-Man on the studio. You know what it is like. It's a music feature right now, Instagram for space. You guys can always get us on www.artistradio.co.za. Catch up, stay tuned. Right now we got B-Man, a local artist and a musician, born as Milonga from Lumga, Villalba, Lima. B-Man started his music career in Cape Town after relocating at the age of 12 from Port Elizabeth with his family. A rapper and a producer, B-Man is known for producing catchy hooks in his home language, Isikosa. Influenced by his high school music teacher, he would record during breaks and stay until late after school, working on music at a young age in his teacher's classroom. With his music, B-Man hit to motivate and educate his friends who look up to him and believe in him. B-Man released his debut project, Chancy Hancho, in 2019, and has never looked back ever since. Welcome to the show, B-Man. Can you tell us more about yourself and how you got into the music? And I mean, where did your stage name come from?
Hey guys, so how I got into music, I started recording music when I was 13. So I performed at school, at my school, Pinelands High School. There was a talent show in grade 8. So I decided to take the opportunity. I rapped, and then from then onwards, there was a music teacher in my school by the name of Garth Kester, called him Mr. Kester. He had a recording equipment in his classroom, so I started recording there in his class. And since then, I've never looked back. And B-Man just comes from my initials, you know, from my initials, since my name is Bulumko.
Can you explain your music style?
The style of my music I would describe to be very energetic, forward-thinking. I like to use my home language, which is Isixhosa, because I feel like I can reach out to more people like that. And I also like to incorporate a bit of English and Zulu, and you know, I would describe it as like the new wave Isixhosa trap that's coming up now, you know. So yeah, look out for that.
Who inspired you in your music journey?
Okay, my musical journey is inspired mostly by things that I've been through, like in my life, things that I've seen growing up, things that I've had to encounter now, you know, as a 21-year-old black man in South Africa. Artist-wise, I would say artists like Nati, Zahara, Casper Nyovest, MT, Ricky Rick, and a whole lot more.
Can you tell us a bit more about your debut project, Mzansi Hancho?
Okay, so Mzansi Hancho album, I made most of it in 2018. But I released it last year in 2019. So when I made that song, I was just thinking about all the challenges that I had to go through, having finished my trick. What people were saying about my music, I was going through that. And I just also felt like, you know, if anyone is going to be the judge or is going to be the boss of my life, it's going to be me. And that's hence the title Mzansi Hancho, because a hancho is a boss. So I'm the boss in Mzansi, South Africa. Get it?
What project are you currently working on?
Okay, right now, I'm not working on a project or EP as per se specifically. However, there is something that I'm working on. You know, just a couple of singles, a couple of collaborations with other artists nationwide. Recently, I just released a song called Ekseni, featuring Flash Nkumgani, who signed to MT Records. So yeah, that's what I'm pushing right now.
What are your future plans for your music?
The future plans with regards to music is to obviously be a bigger voice, be a bigger influence, impact on my community, on the people that support me, that follow my music, that stream my music, that go out of their way to see me. You know, so my future plans are to be, you know, that light of hope for them, you know, that light at the end of the tunnel for them.
And if you could collaborate with any artist, who would it be and why?
Right now, if I could collaborate with anyone, it would probably be MT the Hustler. Reason being is because he's my idol. I really like his music. I would also like to collaborate with Drake, because Drake is Drake, you know, he's a big artist, he's a very talented musician. Producer wise, it would probably be, I don't know, probably Master A Flat, you know, he produces some music for AKA, or with Makwa Beats, who produces for Questa.
Do you have any words for encouragement for future musicians?
Right, so for future musicians, I would always just advise, keep your head down, learn as much as you can. Even me, I'm still a student in the game. I'm not perfect. I'm still learning each and every single day. I would advise to, you know, stay in school, because that's what I did. Stay in school, listen to your parents, respect your parents, respect your friends. You know, if it does happen to get to a point where your music thing happens and you accumulate fans along the way, respect your fans as well, have a relationship with your fans, because they will determine, you know, whether you make it or not.
Thank you, man. B-Man, for coming. For me, I've always wanted to interview you. I remember I was one of your biggest fan, and I'm still your biggest fan, but it's a long time since I listened to your music. But otherwise, I remember the time, man, with the group chat, me and your fans, we were on the WhatsApp group chat, and now I'm interviewing you. I mean, thank God for this, and thank you, and I appreciate that.